Seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, about fear of death, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "Fear not death. It is a door leading to eternal life with God." Well, this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh encapsulates a profound perspective on death that resonates deeply within Shia and broader Islamic thoughts. There are only two things that are certain in one's existence. One is birth and the other is death. And indeed, to him we will return. This is a verse of the Holy Book of Quran. So we prepare for the birth of a child, even calling the mother an expectant mother. But we do not call ourselves expectant marhumin, even though the journey of death to the akhirah is inevitable and unavoidable. However, soon or late, because of our old age or illness, or that of someone we love, or the news of the death of someone in the community, we are forced to face the reality of death, realizing the need for preparation for the journey. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "You have not been created to perish, but to remain forever. You only transfer from one home to another when you die." From the point of view of the Holy Book of Quran, death is something which exists and is a transfer from one world to another. So in many verses of the Holy Book of Quran, it has been defined or explained as being tawaffa, in the meaning of taking something back, the taking of the soul from the body through the angels. In the Islamic traditions, there are also various words and expressions used in relation to the reality and certainty of death. It was one asked from Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad alayhi salam, what death was, to which he replied, "For the true believer, death is similar to a person removing dirty clothing from his body and removing the heavy chains from around a person in their place, putting on the most beautiful clothes and the sweetest of perfumes and mounting upon the nicest of steeds and reaching the most appropriate station. As for a disbeliever, death is similar to removing his beautiful clothes and being clothed with the roughest clothing and being transferred from a place which he loves to a place which is filthy and being brought to a station which is full of fright and fear, where the greatest of punishments will take place." In addition, when Imam Muhammad ibn Ali alayhi salam was asked the same question, he replied that death is the same sleep that comes after you every night, except that the time period of lasting is very long and the person will not wake up from his sleep until the day of resurrection. Thank you very much for listening to us, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say,
إله